Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Alan Mates. Alan's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time, coming up on 6 years. He has forgotten more about how to put a marketing message out on the street and make customers come back, come running into your store and logging onto your website and doing business with you than most of us have ever known. He's the guy that had recently reset his company, rebranded his company, and it's now called Radiant One, and I've asked him to join us to tell us about why he did this. Alan Mates, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be on the show again.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So, Alan, now your company for many years, maybe decades, was Robinson Mates, and you were a marketing strategist. Did marketing strategy, you did execution, you did a lot of sophisticated things with companies, large and small. But recently you decided that you needed to reset your brand and to start fresh in some areas. Tell us why you did it and what you did.
Well, that's correct. Robinson and Mates had been in existence since 1991. And it came out of a company called William A. Robinson that had been in existence since 1960. And our heritage was as a promotion agency. And over the years, as the marketing environment changed, we really changed ourselves into more of a digital marketing agency and strategic consultant. Yet many of the clients that we were dealing with and many of the prospects we were talking to still looked at us as an old-school promotion agency.
Hmm.
Sometimes when you realize, you know, what awareness you do have in the marketplace, although any awareness is usually pretty good awareness, that when times change, sometimes it's time to look within yourself and change what you stand for, who you are, and how you're known. And we really wanted to make sure that we were at the forefront of the convergence of marketing, technology, and media, and we were having a very difficult time doing that under our current brand.
Well, one of the things that that I've been, and you and I've talked about this, I guess, on the show too, Alan, and I've been telling my audience about is that, you know, we've got all the new stuff, all the new media, and but we still have the traditional stuff, the legacy stuff that still works, still has a place, but we've been wandering around here with keeping the traditional strategies alive, while adding elements of the new strategy, the new media strategy. And what I said was, I look forward to the day when we just go to market and these are all different tools. It's not one strategy or another strategy. And that's kind of what you were just describing, wasn't it?
Absolutely. We're tired of hearing promotion marketing or digital marketing or experiential marketing. Isn't it all just marketing?
Let's just go to market and use the tools as they're needed.
That's right. And it becomes interesting because it's really the mentality that the marketer has that has to change. Although traditional vehicles still do work and have a place in the marketing mix, it's how you go to market, how you constantly think about generating growth that needs to change.
So you felt, to stick with your shift here, you felt that by changing the name of your company, the brand of your company, and sort of resetting with everybody, that was a dramatic step for you to take, and a risky step. Let's be honest, a risky step, but a dramatic one for you to take to get everyone's attention. That the reality that we're all seeing in front of us has your attention, right? And that you're telling people, okay, it's a new world, and this is one of the things I talk about in my book. It's a new world out there, and we got to do new things, right?
Absolutely, and it was very risky. although we service many global enterprises and large customers, we ourselves are a small business. And for a small business to really have the guts to change their brand after, you know, 30, 40, 50 years is very risky, because we don't exactly have the money that a traditional marketer would say you need to regenerate awareness in the new brand.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And yet we've been able to generate a lot of interest in our new story.
When we come back, I want to hear about the new story, because, folks, this could either be a exciting story for you to learn about and to learn from, or it could be a cautionary tale for you, depending on whether you're hidebound or visionary. Alan, give us the new website, please.
The website is www.radiant1.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.